afternoon, Daniel. How are you going?
Well, yeah, how are you going more than anything? An interesting 12 hours, to say the least. We should be talking, of course, about two big events around Central Victoria, but as I say, an interesting 12-odd hours.
Yeah, well, look, it's out of our control, isn't it? As long as everybody stays healthy, Daniel, that's all we can hope.
That is true. Of course, we were meant to be obviously talking about the one more tomorrow than today. But I just wanted to touch on the event that was scheduled for tomorrow. It was a huge event. Can you tell us what it would have been?
It was a race was originally going to be called the Rob Burner Memorial Open. It's like a nearly 97K road race around Sutton Grange and Metcalfe, and huge lot of hills out there, really hard race, and it's turned back into a club race, which is still going to have quite a few entries, but now it's been called off. But it would have been a hard testing race.
Is that at it just being cancelled completely, or are we potentially looking maybe later in the year for it at this early stage?
I think it'll be run later on in the year because there's not that many handicaps left now, road races, so I reckon they'll run it again. Keep posted on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, another event that's very close to your heart, Noel, of course, is the Paralympics, which get underway very soon. Of course, you competed in the Paralympics in Sydney. Memories for you?
Oh, great memories, Daniel. Fascinating part of my life. I really enjoyed going to the Sydney Games. It was huge. There was that many people there. It was incredible. And we got to march into Stadium Australia with 120,000 people cheering us on. It was a big show. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. And the team are over there now. They've all arrived in Tokyo, and a couple of them have been on the velodrome. So good luck to all the cycling component and all the people in the Paralympics anyway, in every event.
Yeah, very true. And, look, was it get underway Tuesday, I think, from off the top of my head?
Yeah, cycling are on the first few days, so I'll be keen to see how they all go. Now, Australia's got a lot of the world champions in the cycling, so they're going to win several gold medals, guaranteed, I reckon.
Yeah, Paralympics, looking forward to it on Tuesday. And just finally, Noel, the Tour of Spain, what's the latest there?
Fascinating race, Daniel. It's 1 week in now. It's a three-week race. Mm-hmm. The three big three-week tours in the world, the Tour of France, Tour of Italy, and the Tour of Spain. And the Tour of Spain is called the Vuelta. And 1 week in, Bendigo's Jack Haig has moved into the top 10. He got fifth overnight in stage seven. He's now sitting seventh in the general classification. And young Chris Hamilton, he worked very hard in his team, the DSM team, getting his one of the other Australian riders, Michael Storer, up for the win. So it was Michael's first big win. He's from Western Australia. He's been coming with a win for a long time. So an Aussie had the win, and also Jack got fifth. So great for Australian cycling in the Vuelta. But there's a few fireworks over there, Daniel, some crashes and lots of things happening. Team leaders getting left behind. Fascinating.
Yeah, we were going to mention about that, the team lead, the crash, and everyone, all his teammates just left him there. Isn't it sort of protocol that you got to look after each other?
Yep.
Or not.
That was protocol. Yeah, protocol broken. It was a flat stage. It was a windy flat stage. And it was the team Intermarché, which is a new team on the world tour. Actually, Alexander Evans from Bendigo rides for them, but he's not actually in this tour. And they had the red jersey, which is the leader's jersey. Like in the Tour de France, we have the yellow, but in the Vuelta, they have a red jersey.
Yep.
And this guy, Rain Taramay, is a really good rider. He's won stages in every tour. He had the red leader's jersey, which was a huge achievement for this team that are new into the world tour. Anyway, he had a crash, and I think 80 riders went down. That's a massive amount.
Wow.
Yeah, big day. Anyway, he's laying on the ground, and everybody got up and left him. Oh. And, I mean, the guy's leading the Tour of Spain, and he had to battle on for about 10Ks on his own, losing time. And then finally, two of his teammates come back to try and help him, but it was too late because his other four or five teammates were up the front trying to win the sprint. So it's probably not heard of very often that you give up the red jersey by a crash like that. Very interesting scenario. Also, there's another crash overnight with Alejandro Valverde, one of the favoured Spaniards. He's 42 years of age, and he's the oldest rider in the World Tour at the moment competing. And he was one of the favourites to be in the top 10 or so in the Vuelta, but he's out now. Another interesting stat I picked up, Jack Haig's supposed team leader, McAllander, lost a lot of time yesterday, so Jack's moving up into the protected status in that team. So some good things coming for Bendigo, I think, in the Vuelta with Jack.
Yeah.
His team leader moved back yesterday by couple of minutes.
Is it possible that he could overtake the team leader, or is it just you are the team leader, that's it?
No, he'd be ahead of him now. They'll look after Jack now, I'd be thinking. How things run.
Let's hope for Jack's sake and Bendigo's sake we can get him up there for sure. Hey, Noel, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View as always.
Have a great day, Daniel. Lovely to talk to you too.
Likewise. It is Gold Central Victoria.